What's up, ODs and eyewear lovers? We're talking the latest trends in tech and eye care, so sit back, relax, and defocus.
Greetings, colleagues, and welcome to the Defocus Media Podcast. My name is Daryl Glover, and along with me is the lovely Jennifer Lyerly, and today we have a very special show in store for you. Today's podcast is sponsored by the Vision Expo, and our guest today is Dr. Justin Bazan. He's going to help break down and give insight of the Vision Expo. Justin, share with us your first Vision Expo experience.
You know, I was a SUNY kid back in 2000, and being a student at SUNY, we had the opportunity to just, after class, walk over to the Javits Center. Actually, we took the bus over to the Javits Center, and we got exposure to amazing Vision Expo East Conference at a very, very early point in our career. You know, as students, we used to go, and we kind of used to go grab all the swag from the booths that they were giving. So we stocked up on, like, you know, our PD rulers and our transilluminators, and it was an exposure that we had to the industry that we were just blown away by. So I've been Vision Expo East since 2000. So we're going on, this is 17 years almost. It's always something that brand new and feeling. You know, every time you go there, you're like, oh, is this going to be the same this year? Is it going to be this? And it turns out to be a wonderful experience year after year, and it delivers on content and on so many different levels. Yeah, I can't tell you how many that I've been to. There's been a few that I've missed, but for the most part, since the year 2000 till now, I've been there every year with few exception.
You work very closely with the Vision Council. Tell us about their involvement with Vision Expo East.
Absolutely. You know, the Vision Council is a wonderful organization composed of members of industry, optometry and optical industry. You know, I've been blessed to work with them on a few different levels. Currently, I help them out as a spokesperson and a media contact, and I'm able to work with them closely on several of their public service campaigns. Recently, we've been focusing on digital eye strain and UV awareness campaigns. But what Vision Council is doing with the Vision Expo is they have so many programs going on right now. You know, a couple of the programs that I think that your listeners would probably like to hear most about are what the Vision Expo has done to help students and young professionals. And Vision Council has been involved with that as well, too. I think people that are tuned in right now, especially those that are recently graduated within the last 5 years, they should really sign up for the Young Professionals Club. You guys know a little bit about the Young Professionals Club?
Absolutely, Justin. But if you don't mind, break it down for our listeners.
Sure. Yeah. Young Professionals Club is it's a tremendous resource for people that have been in the industry just for a few short years. So it's optometrists who've graduated within the last 5 years, or if you're an under 35 and you're an industry professional who's somehow related to the business. So that's either you're working for a manufacturer, distributor, or a vendor in the optical industry. Also, if you're an optician, a manager, you know, it can be an office manager, you're a dispenser in an office, or you work in an office. As long as you're under 35 years old, you qualify for this too. The program itself is a club that offers tons of benefits and opportunities for those individuals. And the best part about it is you can sign up at the website, or if you're actually at the expo, you can sign up in person, and it's free, $99. It's free. There's no charge. There's absolutely no charge for it. So you're going to get access to the exhibit hall. This is also for Vegas too. So if you sign up, you get all the benefits of East, but you can also get all the benefits at West too. So you're going to sign up for free. You're going to get access to the exhibit hall, which is mind blowing in itself. I can tell you that I've been to a lot of conferences, but man, they really bring out the design experts, and the booths at Expo East especially are just, you know, spectacular. They you walk in there and you feel like you're in a different world. So you're gonna get access to the exhibit hall. It also comes with 6 free hours of CE. So you're not gonna have to waste any money getting a great education at an event like this, because you're gonna get 6 free hours. And we know that's important on several different levels to maintain your CE, but the programs at Expo East especially, there's something for everybody. And getting 6 free hours is a huge benefit. You're also going to be able to qualify for other benefits. A tremendous opportunity. So if you are a young professional in the industry, you need to sign up for it. You need to make sure you're in attendance and take advantage of all the benefits.
Hey, Justin, in addition to all those perks and benefits, I'm pretty sure this is an amazing platform for networking as well.
Probably the best networking. Being in the Young Professional Club, you'll have networking opportunities with other young professionals in the industry. I feel that when you connect with your peers, you're going to find so many different opportunities to help stay more involved in your profession and to help take you along different paths that you may never even thought you would want to go down and explore. And it all starts with meeting people. And there's no better place to meet like-minded individuals than a conference like Expo East. You know, the whole key to being successful, and I think the key to being happy is to surround yourself with like-minded individuals who are passionate about what they're doing and, you know, love what they're doing. And that's what you're going to be brought into. And that's the kind of circle of peers and colleagues that you can form if you start to hang out at some of these events.
So let's talk a little bit about the education series that's coming up this year, because Vision Expo has quite a packed itinerary. Just looking at one of the big key for young professionals out there, they're doing pop-up talks with new grad optometry and Covalent Careers. You can live watch what's going on at their booths. So just throughout the conference, you might walking by and see, oh my gosh, they're doing a live interview. And one of the things that Daryl and I are really interested in, Dr. Nguyen, who is a SUNY grad and now works at SUNY, so at your school, Dr. Bazan, He's teaching a course, I Wish I Was Taught This in School, and it's a lot about entrepreneurial and business development topics, so kind of learning that side of optometry.
I've known Kui for a minute now, and I'm going to try to just sneak into that class. He's going to put on a fantastic presentation. I think you're going to be super pumped. I think that's an event that's going to be a must attend. So thanks for bringing that up. But yeah, Dr. Nguyen does a heck of a job over at SUNY, and he's going to have, you know, his experiences to share. And it should make a difference in your career early on. But I'm curious to see what he has to say, even though I'm a little bit further in my career than some of you recent grads out there. But you're absolutely right. The education at Vision Expo East is some of the best education you're going to find in the world for our industry. You're absolutely right about the quantity and the quality. It's hard to usually get both, but Vision Expo East hits both on the quantity of education and the quality of education. They bring in the top names from not just around the country, but almost around the world. It's, you know, international speakers as well, too. Best of the best in the field, giving their best of the best lectures.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I, you know, something that's funny, Justin, I used to always do all my CE locally, you know, go to the colleges and just get free CE. But last year, I actually went to Vision Expo and I did about 18 credit hours of CE courses. Wow. And it blew my mind. I mean, just the quality, like you were saying, was just phenomenal. And I told myself that every year that I need my CE hours, I'm doing it all at the Vision Expo. I mean, they completely changed my entire perspective of continuing education.
If you think about how it works, you know, at a local level, you have docs who probably aren't giving these presentations all that often, or they're not professional level where they're polished, or where they're giving, you know, if they're professors in a school, maybe they're, you know, giving a lecture every day. So they're experts at it. So when you come to the Vision Expo and you get a chance to see some of these people who are just literally the top in their industry and their subject matters, but not only they're the top in their subject matters, they're also somebody who has the presentation skills to deliver an impactful, powerful, and entertaining lecture to go along with that subject matter, you know, expert subject matter. It really is next level. It really is next level. So you took 18 hours, and I bet you all those 18 hours, you know, were so worth it. You know, there wasn't a point that you regretted at all. So I agree with you. You can't go wrong. One of the hardest things to do is actually figuring out what the heck you want to take. And that always, you know, when you have, you know, some of these names that you recognize in the industry and some of these subjects that are so timely and relevant, it always becomes a challenge, if not sometimes a chore, to set up your schedule for the conference. And I think that this year with Vision Expo East, that's kind of where I was until I decided to focus on subject matter that would help me in my business where we're at right now. And I think that's a good way to go about that.
Yeah, it took me, no lie, about an hour and a half to get my schedule set because, like you said, I couldn't figure out which course I wanted because there was so much good information out there that it was just hard to narrow down.
So what helps me when I'm deciding, you know, in my office, we're trying to move a little bit more towards some specialty areas. So I was looking at course offerings and, you know, all of a sudden it just jumped out in front of me like a little beacon. There was the scleral lens track. So they have a whole track dedicated to scleral lens education. So instead of me just taking a course here and there, I can actually see all the courses laid out in front of me for scleral lens education. So if I was being real with myself and I said, what skill set do I need to improve on and work on and what will help my office, you know, continue to be successful, that's a course track that I need to follow up on and make sure that I'm there, you know, taking notes and learning. Also, what jumped out at me is that the glaucoma education this year seems to be, it's always top notch, but this year it seems especially relevant and timely for me because we have brought in a new OCT to the office and, you know, I need to brush up and I need to learn what's current. I actually need to learn much more about OCT. I'm going to be expanding my education in that those two areas right now. So it's a good way to go about it. Think about what you need in your life right now and what you need in your career and what you need in your business to go to the next level, and then target those courses or those tracks because they're there. They're definitely there and you get a chance to learn from the best.
So I want to talk about one other course that really caught my eye. On Sunday, they're doing a free Google Talk series where these experts from Google are coming in to talk more about being competitive in the online space, increasing your search engine optimization and stuff from outside of optometry. As I think it's easy for us to get into a rut of like, oh, this is how you do things in optometry. These are the keywords that you use. And having someone come in outside of optometry and tell us like, this is what you should be doing right now. And then we can tailor it to our industry later. I'm really interested to hear what they have to say about what's next in the online frontier.
There's that whole series on Sunday. There's a couple that jumped out and stood out to me. The one that I actually want to hear the most about, digital opportunity for your eye care business. So when Google tells you to pay attention to something, we definitely need to start paying attention to something. And I think that that particular one is where we're going to hear what Google feels we need to be doing. People are looking for you online, and we still know that Google is the king of that. So when we have the opportunity to learn from them, we need to pay attention, take notes, and implement that in our own business. So that session is offered at 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. on Sunday, and it's called Digital Opportunity for Your Eye Care Business.
So Daryl, is there a certain lecture you would like to tell our listeners about?
Oh, yeah. We're hosting a social media marketing class on Sunday, and we'd love for everyone to come out.
It's called Manager's To-Do List. This is with Envision Magazine. So Envision Magazine is doing a whole series of ways to jumpstart your office management. And we're offering the social media marketing lecture for all of those early birds on Sunday morning. And then you can go right to the Google Talk afterwards. So we would love, love, love to have you guys come to our lecture. We'll put a link to it so you can sign up with free registration. So Dr. Bazan, we've got the luxury of having you here with 17 years of experience at Vision Expo. What are the go-to booths that you know every year you want to be there?
So that's a great question. There are always go-to booths, and I'll tell you a little bit more about that in a second. But the best part about Vision Expo East is that there's always unexpected surprises, and you just have to follow where the crowds of people are going, and it'll happen. You'll see all of a sudden there'll be a certain area of the floor where there's just a lot of activity, and you're seeing people headed towards that way. That's where you need to be. You don't have to know what's going on. You just have to know that that's where something that's cool is happening and you just head that way. So whatever you're doing or whatever your plans were, up your plans and just follow the rush of people over to the activity. Usually it's some kind of celebrity who's doing a cool event, or it could be a fashion show or it could be, you know, a giveaway. There's always something that seems to pop up that's unexpected at whatever booth is having that event. So pay attention to where people are going, follow the rush of people, and enjoy the unexpected surprise that you get when you get there. As far as the standard booths that I go to, I always like to visit the vendors that I work closely with. I also like to visit top vendors in a particular area. They're the ones that are going to have the massive booths that are almost impossible to not see. And they're the ones that are usually located towards the front of the space when you walk in. You're not going to be able to avoid actually hitting the major booths. So the major booths are going to be front and center, and you're going to be able to make sure you stop by and learn what those companies are offering and some of the future products are going to be as well. Support the vendors that you work with and follow the crowds to the unexpected events. And then just generally, you can walk through the whole show floor. You'll be so surprised to see all of the exciting stuff that each of these companies have to offer. You know, don't be shy. You can walk up, and even if you're not buying anything, you can still, you know, product demo or talk with them. And, you know, you're under no obligation to buy anything, but it's good to engage and just walk the floor and really just see what's out there and what the industry has to offer.
Justin, over the years, I experienced so many amazing memories at the Vision Expo, from meeting Oliver Goldsmith to the ODs on Facebook Party to just meeting up with colleagues from optometry school and just catching up. What are your top three most memorable moments at the Vision Expo?
Man, they all blend together. So I can give you top, they all blend together, but I can give you top three experiences. I have to say that events that they do on the social side of things are always my favorites. You know, one of those events in recent years has been the ODs on Facebook party. And I think that ODs on Facebook party is an excellent opportunity to connect with people that we see online on a daily basis and meet them in real life. You know, that's always been a highlight for me, is seeing people that, you know, I'm just used to seeing their little profile pic, you know, online, but then actually getting a chance to shake their hand and have a beer and, you know, talk with them in person has been a highlight of recent years. I'm always a fan of the events surrounding the charity aspects of it. The Hard Rock Cafe has been a wonderful place in the last couple of years to experience not only some good networking, but some good music and some charitable events. And then I have to say that the connections that I've made at Vision Expo on the exhibit hall floor have been wonderful too. So talking through other ODs, exhibit booths, and then actually taking that and saying, you know what, why don't we just go grab lunch right now, and getting to know people like that, I've forged strong friendships and connections just by being social on the exhibit hall floor too. There's always people that are in town I look forward to seeing. And some of those connections I've actually made just by being present on the exhibit hall floor. So those are my three areas I would say that most memorable.
So if you're going to be in New York City for the long weekend, I mean, is there a restaurant or a bar or a site that you would tell people, I mean, make some time in your schedule to do this New York City experience?
I'm the exact opposite of that. I'm a go with your flow guy. So I can guarantee if you're in New York City and you're hanging out and you're networking with us, and if you're going to attend a happy hour, if you're going to see me at the ODs on Facebook party, I can tell you that you just go with the flow, strap in, because it's going to be a heck of a ride. New York City is one of those places where you can plan all you want to do stuff, and I guarantee your plans won't ever come out 100%. So be open to meeting people, be open to new experiences. You know, don't be surprised if we're at a networking event, you know, one moment, and then all of a sudden there's a group of us who ends up doing karaoke in K-Town the next moment, right? So just be open to new experiences, because New York City is a place where a lot of those experiences can happen. You just have to be willing to let your guard down a little bit. There's a lot of people that are Vision Expo East pros, and they know exactly spots around town, and they'll just take you. So if you're a newbie, just make sure you're involving yourself with the group of people who are going to take you around and see the sights, and just go with it. You'll have fun. I guarantee it.
So Justin, we have a lot of millennials, new docs that are actually listening to this podcast that has never actually visited or experienced a Vision Expo. Can we talk a little bit more about the dress code in regards to what's acceptable, what's not acceptable? The one thing that I'll add is make sure that you wear comfortable shoes, especially the ladies and also the gentlemen as well.
So, you know, the dress code for me for these meetings is, I guess, a little bit different. Since I'm really involved in some kind of professional meeting, ad board committee, giving a lecture or something, I find that I'm in my suit most of the time. But, you know, comfortable shoes is absolutely critical to New York City and to this convention. So I agree with you on that. Make sure your shoes are comfortable. Generally speaking, I'm rolling around in a suit, but that's me. Yeah, you'll have fun regardless of how you're dressed, but just comfortable shoes is probably the biggest thing.
So luckily, it's really cool nowadays to like switch into your sneakers and have your heels in a bag. It's stuff for women, but I say chunky heels. That's always my key to success. I'm short. I know when I want to like have a presence in a room, I'm probably going to have some heels on, but I go wedges and chunky heels, and that saves my feet a lot of pain.
I'll have to keep that in mind and give that a shot.
There you go. All right. Well, we cannot wait to see everybody there. It is not too late. Register, book your hotel. We are going to be coming at y'all all weekend long from Vision Expo East on social media, but we really want you to be there with us and come up and say hi. You've got so many great people to meet, including designers, like these eyewear designers. Daryl knows you can make great relationships with them, and you can really learn their design aesthetic and find frame lines that you would love to have in your optical and that really connect with who you are as a person. So there's just so much fun to explore and so much to learn. You will not regret this decision to join us at Vision Expo East.
Okay, it's a wrap. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to hang out with Defocus Media. We hope something resonated with you today. Please subscribe to our podcast, and remember, we keep it 2020 around here, pun intended. We look forward to seeing you next time.